Hello, my name is Howard Musser Sr. I'm an elder knowledge keeper from the Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation and former leader of our community as well, too. So,
Mr. Howard, tell me, this Saturday you're honoring Chief Tony Alexis for the round dance. What will that mean for the community?
He announced that he's not running anymore, and so a number of faithful supporters got together and thought that it's only fitting because he's done an excellent job in leading our community in a number of areas, and that I'll be making reference to as part of his tribute to him on Saturday for a person of his magnitude and his intelligence. He's done an excellent job for the people in our community in all aspects of it, you know, and in moving our community forward in economic development and housing and all kinds of outstanding treaty issues that he's brought not only to our community but as well other nations in the province of Alberta. And there's a lot of dependency on him at the national level as well too. So he's not one that sits back and expects things to happen. He makes them happen. So it was felt by his supporters that he earned this, and so therefore we're honoring him with an audience. We do have some chiefs coming to speak. We also have a presentation of his accomplishments, and there'll be some gifts to both him and his wife. Of course, all put together by volunteer supporters that, as I said, you know, felt that we owe that to him. So I was asked as an elder to be one of the leaders, along with Corrine Potts and myself, and of course, there's a whole bunch of traditionalists that work in the traditional spiritual field, of which the chief is very much involved in too, are all volunteers to this. And a lot of the organizations that he worked with also felt that they had an obligation to it, so they're, you know, they've contributed whichever way they can, and they're also going to be present there and having volunteers come to help. And we're expecting a fairly large crowd. I hope every indication is that there's going to be quite a few people coming there. And so, as I said earlier, you know, it's very deserving to him, you know, and so we felt that rather than reminisce on the fact that he's stepping down, we thought that we would celebrate and honor him in a way that is deserving.
Mr. Howard, tell me, because your community is honoring Chief Tony Alexis this Saturday because of his strong leadership. What was it about him that stood out about his leadership? What was that one thing for you, Mr. Howard, that made you feel like, wow, this chief is making a difference for this community?
Well, if you look at the past of where we're at, we've come a long ways. And, you know, he's in that age group where he can reach out and attract young people to better themselves. And at that same time, as I said earlier, though, he's a very traditional person, very spiritual. Sits in all of the spiritual ceremonies. He's a part of the spiritual ceremonies, including the Sundance. So he reaches out to that age group too, because those are older people that are still trying to maintain our traditional way of healing and worship, and a very eloquent speaker too. You know, he draws a lot of attention when he speaks. So, he has those attributes, and he gets along with everybody. You know, he reaches out to everybody for ideas and what would be the best way to perform and how to satisfy certain segments of our community and spread that throughout, you know. And so over the years there's been a lot of advancement in housing and, as I said earlier, outstanding issues with the government on negligence of treaties, and he's brought that to the attention and created a lot of opportunities in the economic field with industry, you know, by partnering up with oil companies and some other industry development in the area. So, you know, that all provides some type of support to the community, you know, and of course, you know, that enhances the some of the services in our community, which a lot of our people benefit from.